Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. It is great to be back after a couple of weird weeks around here. But we've got a great show ahead in the next hour. We'll talk about the debacle that was the sale of tickets to Taylor Swift's upcoming Eras concert tour, the fallout to Ticketmaster, and the possibility of a very special guest appearing at one of those concerts. We will recognize the anniversary of the music industry's equivalent of the Babe Ruth trade, when the contract of what would turn out to be one of the biggest music stars ever was sold for a fraction of its ultimate worth. We'll talk about a rock legend's killer denied parole for the 12th time in a row. Plus, our usual features, we'll be back with an all-new Phil's pick and a one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour, so stay with us right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Time for the rubber plants to get rid.
That is Radiohead from their 1995 album called The Bends, and that is Fake Plastic Trees. I love Radiohead. They're one of those bands that is, I think, intentionally discordant, if there is such a word. Kind of like REM and Steely Dan, where they don't put chords together in a way that are really pleasing to the ear. In many cases, it works. They're great musicians. But then they write a song like that, and they show you what they could sound like if they wanted to just make a really pretty melodic song. And it's almost frustrating, but it's also really fun and interesting to listen to. And before that, we heard Love Stinks. That was the album from Jay Giles' band Just Can't Wait from 1980 here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. It is Thanksgiving week already. Once again, the distance between Labor Day and Thanksgiving has been a complete blur, and there is so much going on in the world, so many stories I want to take note of, so I just want to kind of do it in rapid fire fashion. So first of all, it's getting cold out there, and I don't mean the temperature. There were layoffs in the last couple of weeks at Amazon and Meta, Facebook, and of course all the craziness going on at Twitter. So I do hope that this is not an indication of things to come, but those who pay attention to this kind of thing think we might already be there. The student loan forgiveness, which is a topic that I think concerns a lot of our listeners here and my family, that's on hold now. A federal court in Texas blocked it. Now they've stopped taking applications. And so the future of that is very, very much up in the air as people head into the holiday season. And did you hear about the caper on Martha's Vineyard? Three armed suspects actually robbed a bank on the vineyard. And when you think about it, how in the world do you expect to get away with that? Like where do you go? I don't know. They've got to get caught, right? They had masks on, and I don't know. I mean, there's no place to flee. They can pretty much cover the ferries, and so I don't know. They're going to, I think, depend on a lot of people to be really quiet for a really long time. I'm not sure they're going to be able to get away with that one. And finally, it's worth noting that COVID cases continue to fall. Last year at this time, Omicron was just kicking in, and the cases were skyrocketing. But at least the official numbers from the Department of Health continue to fall, which is really quite amazing considering we're all heading inside now. Although it's been warm, right? So maybe that'll start happening now. But fingers crossed that it's not a bad year for that. Anyway, let's get on with the show. It is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown, he's been on hold for a couple of weeks, as the show has, but he's rearing to go with some new picks, and let's see what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Outlaw for You by Alejandro Escovedo. Escovedo is an American rock musician, songwriter, and singer who's been recording and touring since the late 1970s. He has played in various rock genres, including punk rock, roots rock, and alternative country, and is most closely associated with the music scene in Austin, Texas. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
something sometime. One thing leads to another, I know. Was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day, passed like a cloud. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Out loud in a crowd. Not my place to know what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who are you then? Who are you now? Well, common labor by night, by day highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder that I sit on the bed, look at the sky. Up in the sky. Talk of the time. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow, maybe someday. You've changed, you've changed your place in this world. You've changed, you've changed in this world. Oh, but it's hard to live by the rules. I never could and still never do. The rules and such never bothered you. You call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from a distance and go back to my room. You'll never know. In this world.
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders with the Talk of the Town. And we heard Alejandro Escovedo. That was Phil's pick for this morning. The name of the song was Outlaw for You here on Rock of Ages. On WMFO, thank you for listening to the show. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, right on through the pop rock of the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with were still around today. There's a lot of music news to share with you today. And we're going to start off with the Taylor Swift ticket sale debacle. I'm sure you've heard about this, but most of the blame seems to be falling on Ticketmaster and not on Taylor Swift herself. But she announced her Eras tour, and tickets went on sale. And there was this elaborate pre-registration process that happened. And a lot of people were kind of ticked off about that. And then when tickets actually went on sale, there were glitches and crashes on the website. People even had tickets in their shopping cart when the site crashed. And so anyway, it caused a lot of trouble for Ticketmaster, including what might amount to a congressional investigation into their monopoly status. So they'll be looking into that surge pricing model that Ticketmaster does now, which brought tickets for this show and I know also Bruce Springsteen's tour up well into the thousands of dollars a piece. And even the artists themselves really don't approve. So I think something will be done. But anyway, that all did happen. Meanwhile, Bruce Springsteen was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a week or so ago and said that he might pop by one of Taylor Swift's shows next year because they're both going to be on tour. He said it's because his daughter's going to make him go to the show anyway. And he said, and he invited her to appear with him and the East Street Band anytime, which would really make for a very intriguing duet. Also in music news, John Lennon's killer Mark David Chapman was recently denied parole for the 12th time since he first became eligible in the year 2000. We're coming up on the anniversary of that terrible day in a couple of weeks when he murdered John Lennon outside the Upper West Side apartment that John lived in. And recent unsealed transcripts from the latest parole hearing show that he really hasn't made a convincing case for himself as to why he should be free. He admitted he still has evil in his heart. He said, "I'm not going to blame anything else or anybody else for bringing me there." This was back in August at his hearing. "I knew what I was doing. I knew it was evil. I knew it was wrong. But I wanted the fame so much that I was willing to give everything and take a human life." In denying his parole, the board cited Chapman's selfish disregard for human life of global consequence, which had lasting ramifications and left the world recovering from a void that he created. From his perspective, he said, "Killing Lennon was my big answer to everything. I wasn't going to be a nobody anymore." He is 67 years old now and serving a 20 years to life sentence at a correctional facility in New York's Hudson Valley. Alanis Morissette took to Instagram to respond to the controversy surrounding her absence from a performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony a couple weeks ago. She was set to perform "You're So Vain" with Olivia Rodrigo as a tribute to inductee Carly Simon. Variety reported that she was at rehearsals the day before and was listed on the in-house schedules for the show that day, and there wasn't an immediate answer as to why she did not make the night's ceremony, and so Olivia Rodrigo performed Carly Simon's hit solo. And as we descend into winter, many bands are announcing their summer tours, thank goodness. Foreigner have announced a farewell tour in 2023, set to kick off July 6th in Atlanta, with dates scheduled throughout the summer, which will wrap up on September 3rd in New Jersey. Loverboy will be the opening act throughout the tour. And Billboard reports that next summer's tour will just be the first part of Foreigner's long goodbye. The group will announce additional North American and overseas dates soon, with plans to tour through the end of 2024. That tour, by the way, will take them to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield here on August 5th. Let's hear a little Foreigner now from their very first album. This is Foreigner on Rock of Ages.
I was inside. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, I'll Sergeant Barrow, while they break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn.
Those are the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the title song from their 1999 album, Californication. And we heard Foreigner, Long, Long Way From Home from their first album. They've announced their summer tour, which will bring them to our area on August 5th. Well, good morning. Thank you for listening to Rock of Ages this morning. We do it every Monday from 8 till 9 o'clock. I'm glad to have you along today, getting you off to work or school on this short week, this Thanksgiving week that we're all excited about. And remember, if you are in the Boston area, please do listen to us on the radio here at 91.5 FM. But if you can't be with us or you can't make this time slot, you can always stream us or listen to the show on demand and all the shows on WMFO through the website at WMFO.org. Well, as always, it was an interesting week in music history. This week in 1955, in what I'm calling the music equivalent of the Babe Ruth trade, Sun Records owner Sam Phillips sells Elvis Presley's contract to RCA for $35,000. Now, that was a ripoff for sure, but it wasn't all bad for Phillips because Elvis had just 1 year left on his contract, and Phillips invested the money in a local hotel chain called Holiday Inn, which did pretty good for him as well. This week in 1960, George Harrison is deported back to England when authorities in Germany found out that he had been performing, but he was just 17 years old. This week in 1980, actually was today, Steely Dan released Gaucho. The album is meticulously produced and features contributions from Rick Derringer and Mark Knopfler. This week in 1981, Physical by Olivia Newton-John hits number one in the U.S. It is an aerobics anthem, and it stays on top for 10 straight weeks, making it the biggest hit of 1981. And finally, this week in 1990, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences strips the 1989 Best New Artist Grammar from Milli Vanilli because the lead singers didn't actually sing on their debut album. It's the first time a Grammy has ever been revoked. Celebrating birthdays this week, my sister Kathy. I won't tell you how old she is, but happy birthday to Kat. Also, Lee Michaels, last week's one-hit wonder here, is 77. Little Stevie Van Zandt, of course of the E Street Band, was born right here in Boston 72 years ago. Also this week, Bruce Hornsby is 68. Miley Cyrus is 30. And Joe Walsh, perennial presidential candidate and member of the Eagles, as well as a successful solo artist, turns 75 this week. From his 1978 album, But Seriously, Folks, Joe Walsh on Rock of Ages. Thank you.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
Playing the best rock from all eras. That's a nice one from The Killers from 2008. It's called Human. And before that, we heard Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh celebrating his 75th birthday this week. And the song was At the Station. Well, usually I like to play some new music in the show, not just kind of rely on some of the older stuff. But this week, I didn't really come up with anything. I get my new music from a lot of different sources. One of them is the Spotify New Releases playlist. And I just note that this week, out of the top 50 songs in the new releases, 30 of them had the E, explicit lyrics, sign on them. I'm just wondering, what's with the potty mouth and the new music? anyway, not going to play anything new today, but we will be playing our one-hit wonder, and let's do that right now. General Public were an English new wave band. They were formed in Birmingham, England in 1983 by vocalists Dave Wakeling and Ranking Roger of the English Beat when that band broke up. And it also included former members of Dexys Midnight Runners, The Specials, and The Clash. In 1984, they released their album All the Rage, which contained this song. 1986 saw the release of their second album, Hand to Mouth, which really didn't meet expectations. The band broke up shortly thereafter, but reunited briefly in 1995, only to once again go their separate ways. They did have this one major album rock radio hit, however, and the song's success benefited from appearing in a couple of 80s film classics, 16 Candles and Weird Science. The song was in both of those films, and it also later appeared in Clueless, and then more recently in 2014 in the horror film Devil's Due. This is General Public with Tenderness, our one-hit wonder, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Tenderness, where is it? I held your hand, rings but not. Maybe sometimes then you don't, but leave your mind alone and just get high. Oh yeah, yeah.
From their classic album, Eat a Peach, the Allman Brothers Band. And before that, General Public with Tenderness, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Here on WMFO, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, but we still have a little bit of time left for a song or two, which we will get to right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Regular listeners of the show know that I am a sucker for 90s, early 2000s alt-rock. The angstier, the better. This song would be on the Mount Rushmore of angst. From 2009, this is Slipknot on Rock of Ages.
Bury all your secrets in my skin. Come away with the innocence and leave me with my sins. The air around me still feels like a cage. Love's just a camouflage for what resembles rage again. So if you love me, let me go. My heart is just too dark to care. I can't destroy what isn't there. Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. Ooh, my smile was taken long ago. If I can change, I hope I never know. Thank you.
still press your letters to my lips and cherish them in parts of me to savor every kiss. I couldn't face a life without your lights. But all of that was ripped apart when you refused to fight. So save your breath, I will not hear. I think I made it very clear. You couldn't hate enough to love. Is that supposed to be enough? I only wish you weren't my friend. Then I could hurt you in the end. I never claimed to be a saint. Spanish long ago, it took me down the boat to let you go. I
That's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you liked it. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be back again next Monday. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving. Try to avoid the road rage. And have a great weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.